Sex in marriage is enjoyable and a wonderful gift, but for some people, there's some past shame and difficulty. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin, and they lead the Focus Marriage team. And we're going to hear now from Dr. Julie Slattery. She's an expert on this topic of intimacy in marriage, and she really has a compassionate heart for those who are struggling. In a previous episode, Julie and Focus President Jim Daly talked about how a healthy sex life in marriage is like putting together a jigsaw puzzle, because it does take time.
And there are two predominantly wrong pictures that we can work from. One is the one that you mentioned, Jim, which is all about following the rules. It's about duty. It's about the fear of getting God angry because of our sexual choices or our longings. And there is this shame and fear that, again, as you mentioned, is sort of conditioned, that my sexuality, I guess God created it, but it's also somehow shameful because of things I've experienced in the past, because of sin that I still feel really guilty about, or even just my body. I'm not comfortable with the sexual aspects of my body. And so that's one picture that if a couple is looking at, or even the woman or the man is looking at and saying it's all about the rules, there are a lot of pieces in your puzzle that aren't going to fit into that picture. And so you get really confused. The other picture that I think is becoming more predominant today is the culture's picture of sex that is fueled by pornography and the idea that sex is all about your personal fulfillment. You have to be compatible. It's always going to be pleasurable and fun. And when it's not, something is really wrong. And if you're working towards the wrong picture, you really don't have a hope of how to make sense of the struggle. And I feel like that's sort of where Mike and I were years ago. I know that there are couples that are dealing with much deeper things than we've encountered that make this really difficult. Things like trauma, recovering from betrayals. But regardless of what you're walking through, God has a beautiful picture for you to be working towards where he can begin to redeem even those really painful pieces.
Yeah. It's so interesting, Julie, because sex is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, it is powerful and it can divide couples. You know, it puts you in different corners. It isolates you potentially over all the arguments and whatever they might be. It seems like moving up now, if that's 40,000 feet, what we just talked about, if you go up spiritually at 50,000 feet, why do you think Satan has such a heyday in this area? And it's one of the things that he uses to create division in something God created to be beautiful and to be within marriage, and the two shall become one flesh, and we'll look out for each other, we'll try to satisfy each other, we'll hopefully put the other before us and all those good things. And then Satan comes along and just whack, whack, whack. Until we get upset and angry at each other. And, you know, some couples we know, because they contact us here at Focus, they'll go months, maybe years with no more intimacy because they're so angry at each other. And it's so sad that, Satan is getting that victory. So speak to that issue of Satan and the enemy of our soul getting involved in this very intimate place that God's created for us.
That's a great insight, Jim. We have to ask the question, why is sexuality under such attack? And not just within marriage, we see it under attack in the larger culture. And when we step back, we say, okay, Satan puts his resources where he knows the battle is most important.
Right, like any military strategist.
Right, yeah, and so he sees the important significance of sexuality. He sees the spiritual power of sexuality. One thing that I've realized is that sex will never be a neutral issue in your marriage. It'll either draw you together or to tear you apart. And I also think that sex will never be a neutral issue in your relationship with God. It's either going to be revealing God's goodness, or it also, for so many people, is a barrier to, I can't get close to God because I'm angry or because I feel shame.
Now, can I jump in on that one?
Sure.
Because I'm just thinking of women who are thinking, I can't even put those two thoughts in the same category. My spiritual development, my closeness to God, and my sexual life with my husband. Are you kidding, Julie? I mean, you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you hear from women particularly?
Yeah, I think women and men, I think we've been conditioned to think about sexuality and spirituality being in separate categories.
Right.
So our sexuality is sort of this box of who we are that we certainly don't bring to church. We don't.
It's in the closet.
Yeah, we don't pray about it.
Right.
We just think, well, that's just part of my humanity, but God doesn't really care too much about that. Or I'm too ashamed to bring that before him. But in reality, what you're getting at, Jim, here is what is the picture on the front of the box for the puzzle? And that is the reason why sex is under such attack. Because the picture that we're supposed to be creating, and this is going to be a paradigm shift for a lot of people, is God's relationship with his covenant people.
Right. Now you're going to blow my mind that God uses this as a parallel to his relationship with us.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So so we got to back up a minute and say, is it true that everything God created reveals something about his nature?
I say yes.
Yeah. Do trees reveal something? Do mountains reveal something? The stars? Like, you cannot read a chapter in scripture without it referencing a part of physical creation to show us something about God's character. And the same is true in the interpersonal world. So God has created two really powerful interpersonal pictures to help us understand his love. One of them is the picture of a father and child. We see that predominantly through the Bible. And the other one is the picture of a husband and wife. And so when we read the scripture from Genesis all the way through Revelation, sexuality and marriage are most often talked about in the context of this being a way to reveal to us how God loves his covenant people. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a really complicated picture. So I think for a lot of people, they just revert to the rules. They revert to the culture's understanding of sexuality without fleshing out. We're missing something there. Like, does God's relationship with me actually teach me something about what healthy sex should look like within our marriage?
Well, Aaron, there might be somebody that for the first time heard something about the spiritual aspects of sexuality in marriage. And I'm sure some of the couples you deal with that you serve have that kind of a place. I didn't realize there's spirituality here. How do you unpack that and help couples move forward from that point?
There's such a spiritual battle going on around sex and sexuality in our culture. You look at just everything that the enemy has done to shift this gift that God has given us for marriage into perversion and lust. There's so much. And so we bring that into our marriage and we're dealing with it on a continual basis, being presented with social media and movies and our culture, just the beliefs about sexuality. The enemy loves that because the enemy doesn't want us to enjoy this gift that God designed. The enemy hates anything that God designed, including marriage. Mm-hmm. So there's a battle out there, and it's happening, and acknowledging it and being able to talk about it and be teammates in that is critical.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's so important that that becomes a regular part of our conversation, that we just normalize that there is spiritual warfare, certainly all over our marriage, but especially in this area of sex, or whether that's maybe a distorted belief that I grew up with, maybe there's some shame in an area of sexuality that I brought into marriage. Aaron, you talked about it, whether that's pornography or, I mean, you just think of how inundated we are with all these sexual messages. And, you know, sadly, I think the communication breakdown that so many couples face, they don't talk about these things. And it's a great part of the conversation just to review some of this. What are these lies and messages we walked in with? How does that impact things now? I mean, there's just such an opportunity to normalize. We're just going to talk. We're going to talk deep. We're going to talk honest. We're going to really explore, you know, the thinking and the beliefs around sexuality and the spiritual warfare. Boy, that makes such a big difference.
Yeah. And there are two resources that come to mind, both by Dr. Julie Slattery. She's so good on this topic. We have an article that she wrote called Rekindling Intimacy. And if you're struggling, that would be a good starting point. If you just want to go through something together as a couple, and I highly recommend you do that, although
it is a struggle at times to be in sync on a book, different seasons and interests, but use Julie's book called God, Sex, and Your Marriage as a tool in your marriage strengthening toolbox, and it's going to help you fight the spiritual battle that we've talked about today. If you can, donate to Focus on the Family today. Make a monthly gift of any amount or a one-time donation. You'll see the link in the show notes to donate and then to get a copy of the book, because when you contribute today, we'll send a copy of Julie's book to you as our thank you for joining the support team. Again, it's called God, Sex, and Your Marriage, and the links are in the show notes. We'll have more from Julie Slattery next time. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Aaron Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.